everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fantasy Football Consistency Show here live on the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network. I am your host, Bob Lung, and we're going to talk a lot about consistency tonight. We've got a really big special announcement coming up, but first off, I just want to say thank you to Flieger and Briggs for allowing me to be part of the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network. If this is your first time listening to my show, welcome. If you're a big fan of the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network, thank you for that as well. And if you're not, you should be, because these guys are on every night. There is somebody on every night of the week. On Monday nights, we have Sports Rants with Chris Heal. On Tuesday nights, we have the Asylum Sports Show with Rick Flieger and Rick Briggs, or better known as Flieger and Briggs. Wednesday night, we have Pine Tar Talk with Ben Samuels and Mike Valverde. My show, of course, here on Thursday night. Friday night, if you're into racing of any type, Racing Times with Alan and Robin. And Saturday, we have the Dynasty Dudes with Russell Clay and Nathan Powell. And Sunday night, the mad scientist himself, Nick Ficarelli, is also here on the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network. So once again, thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network. As I said, I'll be here every Thursday night, and we will be talking not only fantasy football, but a different aspect of fantasy football, and that is how you can utilize consistency and the most consistent players to be more successful in your fantasy league. So tonight I have a very special guest. His name is Doug Anderson, and Doug Anderson is a member of the co-owner of the so-called FantasyExperts.com with David Ganos, and David couldn't make it tonight. These guys have taken me under their wing this year and allow me to write for their site. But most importantly, Doug Anderson is the guy who got basically the so-called FantasyExperts.com site ready for the big announcement. And Doug, thank you for being on here.
Oh, Bob, real happy to be on.
So, Doug, tonight we make a big announcement, and that big announcement, I'm not going to let people, you know, this is not going to be like The Voice or something like that. We're going to wait till 7:58 to make the announcement. We're going to make the announcement right now, and what the announcement
don't
is
we have to make
is
a commercial
we
break
now,
first?
We have yes. We will be right back. No. Hate that. I'm really honored and proud to announce that now, live on the so-called FantasyExperts.com site, is the 2015 Fantasy Football Consistency Guide. Fanfare. Whee. Woo. There it is. So for those of you who are really into fantasy football and you need that new secret, or you need something different, you're always right there each year, but you just always miss the playoffs, or maybe your team just sucks. Maybe you've just really been bad at this, and that's okay. I've helped many people like that who were dead last the year before, came back and won a championship the year after. But one of my goals in life, I guess, or my goals in fantasy sports, was the ability to put out basically my fantasy football magazine that you can have, and it's a PDF form, so you can read it on anything, tablet, phone, computer, whatever the case may be. You can email it to your Kindle. And keep it on there as well to read it. But the Fantasy Football Guide is basically a fantasy football magazine, but it's all about consistency. Everything in the magazine is nothing but fantasy football consistency from my perspective. Articles, all the articles and everything's written by me. There's over 175 player profiles, just like you would get in a magazine. But instead of seeing 3 years of just normal stats, you're going to see 3 years of consistency stats, stats of how they do in game scenarios, home versus away, against bad defenses, good defenses, and also how consistent each week they were last year. So maybe you can pick up and notice a guy that might have had three or four quality games at the end of the season that you might be a good sleeper to latch into. So, Doug, first off, I want to say thank you for getting the site ready. It is now live. You can go to www.socalledfantasyexperts.com. You'll see the picture of the magazine cover, and it's only $4.99. That's it, $4.99, basically $5. You could go buy a footlong, but I don't even think they sell $5 footlongs anymore, Doug. I think they're $6, so this is even better than a footlong at Subway. So, Doug, thank you for putting it on, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. I'm really excited about this, and tell me your thoughts, and I know you've worked hard, so you're probably very tired.
I'm going to have to get that $5 footlong jingle out of my head, I guess. I didn't know
exactly.
They were not
exactly.
$5. That hurts. That hurts.
I think
they're
six now. Yeah, it does hurt.
No, I'm a big believer in the consistency, you know, report. I think, to be honest, you know, I'm predominantly a fantasy baseball guy. For fantasy baseball, for me, is 365 days a year. But I have a fantasy football league with, you know, the friends back home, my old buddies from college, you know, high school, that kind of thing. And they know that I spend all my time on fantasy baseball, but it irks them to no end that every year in fantasy football, I end up in the playoffs, and I've won it more than my share. And even before I knew about the consistency system, I think I was doing it without knowing it, because I wouldn't always know which rookies were going to break out. I didn't know the hotshot sleepers, but I kind of drafted, you know, I guess some people would say maybe a little boring, and I drafted veterans. And I think what I was really doing was drafting consistent players that you could count on before that even happened. And then I'd work the waiver wire real well. And I always made the playoffs. And it just made those guys mad, because they know I gave a lot more time to my fantasy baseball and I was still beating them.
Yeah. No, and it sounds like you were. And you kind of hit one of the nails on the head when it comes to consistency. A lot of consistent players are those older veterans that people just are bored with. You know, back in the day, you know, a few years ago it was Reggie Wayne. Now it's Anquan Boldin or Marquise Colston or Andre Johnson or Antonio Gates was the number two most consistent tight end last year behind Gronkowski. Those kind of guys are usually on my teams. Or Jason Witten. Witten is another one of those guys that just bores people to death. But when it's a PPR league, this guy's putting up double-digit quality games every year, and that's what you're looking for, is guys that can get into that 10-plus quality games out of 16. And if they can do that and they're in that 60 to 65% plus, they're going to help you to a championship, or at least to the playoffs. And I always tell people, you know, it's the old golf saying it, you know, 99.9% of the putts that don't make it to the hole don't go in. Well, 99.9% of the guys that don't make it to the playoffs can't win a championship. It just can't. And so it's not about, you know, I always laugh when I see these articles, or especially in the magazines in the summer, they're like, hey, you know, don't forget to focus on these guys whose schedule weeks 14 through 16 are really good and really have good matchups. I'm like, well, that is going to do you damn but a good if you don't make it there. So you need to be concerned about 1 through 13 first, and then you can worry about it. Then, you know, hopefully you also have good players that will benefit during that time. But what the hell good is it going to do if the guy's not going to get you to the playoffs, but, man, he's going to be balls of the wall 14 through 16. That's great, but that's not going to get you there. So I agree. It sometimes those older veterans are definitely a big help, and usually do fall into the kind of the consistency standpoint versus the guys who are the hotshot rookies or second-year guys who had a big rookie season, you know, like Doug Martin did, and then came back and stunk the next year. You know, I mean, while I'll talk about them, and Odell Beckham's certainly a guy that's looking like that this year. Not that he's going to stink, but, you know, there's just so much hype that I can't even stand it.
Well, from what I've seen where Odell Beckham Jr. is going, there's no profit to be had. If you draft him, he's going to have to be that number one, you know, that first round pick, because that's where you're going to have to take him, it looks like to me. But to get back to that, the boring players you're talking about, I think if you draft a team with that solid base of players who week in and week out you can count on, then I think if you're working the waiver wire, then you can take some shots at different things. And if you work the waiver wire and strike gold, you know, on a couple waiver wire pickups during the year, then by the end of the season, you know, like you say, for me, it's all, if you're in the playoffs, you have a shot. And if you work the waiver wire and add to that base you built, then you got just as good a shot as anybody that makes the playoffs.
Right. Exactly. You know, one of the things that I talk about, or one of the things that are in this book that people can use for the draft, and we'll go through a little bit of the book here in a few minutes and just kind of go through the category or the different sections and what they're there for to help, is something called a tier draft list. I created it for a gentleman who was an older guy. He was in his 60s, and a couple years ago, him and I were just having lunch. We're business associates. He's a banker or something like that, and you know, he said to me, have you ever played fantasy football? Well, due to the fact that he's 60 years old, him and I never had that conversation. We never said, hey, do you play fantasy football? Because he's 60 years old, I assume he didn't. So he says this to me, and I kind of chuckled. He's like, that was kind of interesting. And I said, yeah, I play. And he goes, well, he says, I played in the league last year with my son and my son-in-law, and I stink, and I just couldn't do it. And I didn't know how to draft, and then I was on Yahoo, and it, you know, there's only 90 seconds per pick, and I couldn't get through the draft fast enough, and it was a terrible year. And I said, oh, so you need like a one-page sheet, don't you? And he goes, yeah. So I created the tier draft list based on that guy, and basically it is a one-page Excel spreadsheet that has the players ranked not only in order based on my thoughts and my consistency and everything that goes into it, but I also give them a grade of either they're a running back 1A or 1B or 2B or 3C or whatever. And then I actually created a little chart for the guy that said, okay, if you're picking first round 1 through 6, pick a running back 1A. And it doesn't matter which one because they're in a tier. And I know they do that in baseball. I know this is kind of a big thing in baseball as well, where you tier players. And if as long as you get a guy in that tier, that's good. And so I kind of took that from the fantasy baseball guys as well. And so anyway,
right.
Long story short, I gave him the tier draft list. He did the draft. He not only won his league, he beat his son-in-law in the playoffs by 40 points. And I tell you, I've never seen a bigger smile on a 60-year-old man in my life. He thanked me over and over, and he said, Bob, it was so awesome not only to beat them, but to have them hound me all year and ask me what I knew differently and what information I had or he had that was changing him from being dead last to now kicking everybody's butt in the thing. And he finally told them the next summer, but he milked it. He had a blast with it. So that's what the tier draft list does. People have used it now for about 5 years. I use it in all my drafts, and it's in the book, and I'll update it throughout the season. So even if you download a copy of the book tonight or sometime this week, there will always be a fresh copy on the site. So, you know, a month or two from now when you're getting closer to your draft, just click on that link, go back in and download it again, and it'll have the most updated. And Doug's going to date the book so you know you have the most current at that point. So that's a little bit of the tier draft list. Doug, I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but that's what it was created for. Do you see value in that for people, especially people who are kind of new to the sport or you know, want to get in it but are just afraid of those kind of things?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about football. You know, fantasy baseball is almost without an exception a bunch of diehards who are so into baseball. It's hard to break into fantasy baseball, but with your tiered draft list, I mean, you could come in and hardly know the players, and you could have a draft that would put you in a good shape. You know, obviously, the more knowledge you have, the better, but with a system, if you follow a system and your draft list, somebody who just comes in and is a casual football fan is going to be able to come in and have a competitive team. And then they can figure out all the nuances and work the waiver wire and that kind of thing. So it's fantasy baseball is a little intimidating, but with a tool like this, I think someone can come into fantasy football, whether you know a lot about football or you're just learning, and I think you can be competitive from year one, and it's a lot more fun to be in something when you – it's no fun to go into something and the first year you have no shot. So I think with this, you're going to be in there and you're going to be competitive for sure.
Yeah, it's funny. A couple years ago when I started doing the tier draft list, my wife, who not only doesn't know fantasy football at all, even though she's married to one, I honestly believe that she could not identify five NFL players by seeing them. And, I mean, I'm talking anybody. She would know who Peyton Manning is because he's on television, more, you know, not just in, you know, he's in, like, commercials. She knows Drew Brees because he does the NyQuil commercials. I think she knows Aaron Rodgers from the State Farm commercials, and that would be the only three I think she could maybe identify on a consistent basis. So I had her join a Yahoo league, and I gave her the draft list, and she followed it. And I was not allowed to be in the room, and I let her draft, and I think and the reason I'm bringing this up, not because my wife did a good job drafting, because she did, because it was my list, but but what the most important was is that after that, I said, okay, now you need to manage your team. And she just looked at me like a deer in a headlight. And I go, you know, she goes, mean I don't just win because I had a better draft? I go, well, no, honey, it's 16 weeks. And she's like, I don't have time for this. And I'm like, well, I'll help you. No, I don't want you to help me because then I won't win on my own. So long story short, she didn't make the playoffs, but it had nothing to do with my draft list. It's the fact that, you know, she's like, oh, I put in the Browns defense this week because they were available on the waiver wire. And I'm like, well, there's a reason why they're available on the waiver wire. So, but she knew who the Browns were because, you know, we live in Cleveland or live in the Cleveland area. So anyway, you know, but that was kind of the funny scientific thing that I tried that didn't go well because after the fact she was putting benching players and I'm like, what are you doing? And anyway, so that didn't go well. That scientific research there did not go well. But other scientific research has that I've given other people, and then they've done well. So, Doug, we made the big announcement. The book is out. People can go to socalledfantasyexperts.com, download it. I just got an interesting thing pop up on my computer. There's a severe thunderstorm watch and tornado warning here in my area. I'm hoping that I don't have to cut this short, but if I do, I'll do. I'll let you know. But that just popped up on my computer and my phone at the same time. So this may end up sooner than we think. but anyway, so now that we have it out there, people know about it. It's basically $4.99, $5. People can buy the book. There are some other tools that people can use on the site, and those tools are free for now. One of the tools that are talked about quite a bit in the book is the basically the consistency report, which gives people the ability to go in, input their own scoring method, and they can see how consistent the players were last year or the year before or all the way back actually to 2007 in their scoring method. Obviously, they want to focus on last year so that they can identify and see who were the best players in their league and their scoring method last season. By doing that, it'll help you kind of get a basis for, oh, well, that's why I didn't do so well. I had Ben Roethlisberger as my quarterback, and even though he was fifth in scoring, you know, his consistency rating was only 56%. That's why I didn't make the playoffs. And you can identify those kind of people, or you might see a guy that, you know, you drafted, and they did really do well for you, even though he didn't end up ranked that high in total points. So nice to know that it's out there. And Doug, tell us a little bit about that. That's going to be free, I think, until August 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
So tell us a little bit about now.
It's on the same page. Right.
Yeah, if you go down the consistency tools for fantasy football, it's a little further down. But one of the things I like about the consistency report, I mean, obviously you see the rankings and how many quality games they had and their quality success rate. But sometimes, you know, I see like Aaron Rodgers with an 81% quality success rate. But what I like is that you can click on the details page for that and you see every game of the season. You kind of see how he put that season together. You know, there might be certain players, maybe a rookie that didn't do much in the first half of the season, but came on in the second season and took on a bigger role, maybe a Mike Evans in Tampa Bay, something along those lines.
Right.
And
Jarvis Landry was that way too. Yeah.
Yeah, you see a player that as the season wore on, he became more consistent, took on a bigger role. That might be someone who's a little undervalued just because the final numbers weren't so good. So I really like the ability to look at the detail page for each player. You can see how they put together the whole season. And, of course, you know, you can choose whichever position you want and go back as far as you want. So, you know, to me, I like the ability to drill down into each player, though, and see how they put their that total score together.
Right, right. No, exactly. I'm looking at the radar. Big storm is actually above me, so I think I'm safe, even though it's still looking a little ugly out there. But the tornado is actually about 10 miles north of me. So at this point, we're still good. I'll keep an eye on it. another thing that is on the website that is also free until August, and going back to the consistency report, even after the season starts, after you've used it and you see how effective it is, during the season, I update those stats every week, so you can follow along on how consistent players are doing in 2015, and it helps for a lot of things. One, it helps to show how consistent your players are doing, so you can watch those, but also to identify some good waiver wire pickups. One of the things that I'm always kind of talking people out of, you know, talking them off the edge, is when they jump all over those one-week wonders, I call them. You know, Brian Hartline was one, I think, last year that was the number one wide receiver for 1 week, and everybody jumped all over him, and then he didn't do anything. But there's also guys on the opposite side of that that will earn a quality game for 2 weeks in a row, maybe 3 weeks in a row, but they're not big quality. For example, a wide receiver, if they earn 11 points in a PPR format, that earns them a quality game. So if you got a wide receiver out there that's earning 13 points, 12 points, maybe another 13 points, you know, the guys that are earning 25 that week are the guys everybody jumps all over who had that one big week. So they kind of miss out on those guys that get the 12, 13, 14 points. But those guys are being very consistent and earning that quality game every week. And those guys can be great waiver wire pickups, because usually when they're consistent for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, that usually something that shows a nice trend that could continue. Now, they could get hurt and things can happen. I understand that. But that's usually where you can identify a guy coming up that may be a great waiver wire pickup to use somewhere down the road. So that's what that report will do for you as the season progresses. And again, just like the book, it's basically going to be $5 for you to access that page for the entire season. So you're not out a lot of money, and it's something that will be very effective for you to use all throughout the season. So it's only going to be $5 after August 1st, so you can use it not only for your draft, but also then for the rest of 2015. So, Doug, now let's talk about the last tool, consistency tool, on the page. As you scroll down a little bit farther, we have our DFS historical report. I'll tell a little bit about it. Basically, what it is it is showing how players have performed in various game scenarios. And by game scenario, the definition is basically home or away versus a top 10 defense, a bottom 10 defense, or an average defense, which is everything in between. By looking at those game scenarios, you can not only see how many fantasy points per game they've earned over the last one season, two seasons, three seasons, you can go back as far as you want, 2007, if they've played that long. But you can see how they've done in those game scenarios, and you can also see how consistent they are, because same reasoning, if you're looking for a guy in your daily fantasy game in football, and you see that, oh, wow, you know, this player is averaging 20 points a game, well, how consistent is that? Maybe he had 35 points one game last year and had 10 in the other two, so that's his average. So we will show that, oh, his consistency was 1 out of 3, so only 33%, even though his fantasy points per game are high. What you want to identify is guys who are playing in a game scenario coming up that week who have either perfect consistency or damn perfect consistency or damn close to being perfect, maybe 4 out of 5 quality games and a 20-point average, that you can identify and get at a good value in the DFS game and use them as a good, consistent player to fill a gap, and then you can spend more money on more expensive players. So, Doug, I know you're into the DFS. You've played this a lot longer than I have. Tell a little bit about what you think of that report and how effective you think it's going to be for DFS players.
Well, there's a couple reasons I'm really excited about the DFS historical matchup report. One of them, of course, is, you know, Bob and I go way back. We were at Roto Experts, I don't know how many years ago but the historical consistency reports were always useful. You know, in a season-long league, it helped you make decisions between 3, 4, 5 running backs on your team, receivers, you know, and it helped you work the waiver wire. So it was useful when you had to make choices between a handful of players on your team. How useful is it going to be in DFS when you have the whole NFL to choose from? You know, you're going to be able to see, you know, it just magnifies the use of this tool. And it just makes it so, it was useful to begin with. Now it's just incredible because you're going to see these players, you know, you can pick any running back. You see their salary on whatever site you're playing at. And you can say, wow, they're playing a bad defense this week, and they've tore it apart against bad defenses. They've got a 95% quality success rate. So to me, it against, you know, for DFS, this is just an incredible tool that has that much more value. And I love DFS football because one of the things about season-long football is, you know, some injuries can kind of derail your season a little bit. With DFS, it's right. Like every week it's another team. So I love DFS. I think football is custom made for it. But the other reason I'm excited about this report, I do something called a fantasy points allowed by position for football. Basically, it tells you which teams give up big fantasy points to running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, etc. It kind of goes hand in hand. Your DFS matchup report kind of takes it a step further, you know, with seeing how they've done historically. I can say, okay, this running back is going up against a defense that allows a lot of points to running backs. Well, then you go to the DFS matchup report and you say, wow, this guy has been lights out against bad defenses. So it's going to go hand in hand. And I think with those two things, you're going to be able to gain a lot of value, and then you're going to be able to spend the money where you really want to.
Exactly. On the opposite side of that, that DFS matchup report does something that you really wouldn't think about, but can be so crucial, and that is identifying the top players that you might spend money on who don't always do as well in game scenarios that you would expect. For example, if I remember right, I think it's Aaron Rodgers at home against a bad defense. I think his consistency rating is only like maybe 70% or something like that. And so people may not think that. They may be surprised by that. And so they'll think, oh, well, you know, Green Bay's playing at home against, you know, Detroit, and they're, you know, 30th in the league in defense. Well, they don't need Aaron Rodgers to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns because they can let Eddie Lacy run the ball and they can win 24-7 because, you know, Detroit doesn't have any offense, or maybe they're playing the Browns or something like that. So it also identifies the superstar players and shows some of the game scenarios where they don't excel as well as you think they might. And we'll definitely by comparing Doug's report, my report, you know, we're going to give some top-notch DFS strategy to folks to make them think a little bit more about some of the players that may look like the obvious choice and may not be. So, you know, not that we're right, we're going to be right 100% of the time, but the idea is to show the historical matchup and say, hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers at home against a bad defense is only 70% consistent, while playing, you know, Cam Newton at home against a bad defense, he's 5-for-5 in quality games, and, you know, Doug's report shows that team gives up, you know, 30 points a week or 20 points a week to quarterbacks. Now you got something. You might get him at a little bit cheaper price than Aaron Rodgers and go spend that money on somebody else that may boost up your value. So I think that the DFS matchup report is going to be really crucial. And again, it's free until August 1st. You can kind of use it, play with it, see how guys have done over the past 1, 2, 3 years. But then August 1st, again, making it a bargain for everybody, $5 for the whole season. You should pay off that investment in the first week with your first win. So we're not trying to get anybody. We're not trying to make millions of dollars of this. We're just trying to give somebody a new tool out there, and we think $5 is a fair value. And if you like it and you use it and you win, send us 10% of your winnings as a bonus. I don't know. You can do what you want.
One of the things I know you didn't mention yet, but during the season, once the season starts with these the DFS historical matchup report, each week will also show which defenses are rated good, which defenses are rated bad.
Right.
So you can see who each player is going up against for that specific week.
And we'll
kind of include this.
And I'll also be updating the stats every week so that you will see the most current history during the season. So you'll also be able to see how that person, so maybe by mid-season, you'll get to see 7 or 8 games that that player has done in those game scenarios, if he's had any. And, you know, he may not have all of them at that point. He may not play a top 10 defense through the first 7 games. But at least you can see that. But then you can go back 2 years and go back to 14 and 15, see his combined. So, you know, the nice thing is you can – there's all kinds of different ways you can slice up the numbers, I guess is the word, in looking at this. So yeah, like you said, Doug, it's you know, we're gonna put out some good stuff that I think people are going to see can be a very effective tools to add to whatever strategies they've used for DFS in the past. So that's a little bit about the tools we have out there. Again, thank you, Doug, for getting it all up out there and live. Let's talk a little bit also about now so-called fantasyexperts.com. You and David started this. Tell us a little bit about the start, some of the writers you have outside of me, and you know what other things are out there, what other promotions you guys have, tools and products-wise that people might be interested in.
Well, basically, so-called Fantasy Experts came about. Dave Ganos and I had kept running into each other. We ran into each other at Roto Experts. We ran into each other at a daily site called DFSEdge.com. So we keep running into each other. He has his own site, DavidGanos.com. I was doing my own site, MyFantasyLinks.com, for a bit. And we were kept on trying to do some of the same things. And we kind of, you know, I wouldn't say we were direct competitors, but we were trying the same ideas. So finally, we were both kind of looking for something at the same time, and we're like, why don't we start something together? And so-called fantasy experts, the idea is, you know, you've been there, I've been there. Before I got in the industry, you know, we all think we're smarter than the people we're reading. I remember reading stuff on CBS Sportsline, like, what's this guy talking about? He's an idiot, you know, and we all love
I still do that.
You know, the broadcasters on TV, you know, we're all experts at heart. And, you know, with the guys back home in my fantasy baseball league, you know, it's an 18-team league, and it's tough. And,
wow.
You know, I usually finish in the top third or so. But it's hard to win because there's so much trading going on, and I'm kind of busy. I don't get in that as much, so it's tough to win. And they always give me crap about being, you know, the big expert. And I tell them, you know, hey, there's a lot of experts. You guys are experts too. It's just that I can use words that are more than 4 letters long, and I can actually put them down on a computer. So, but that's kind of the idea of so-called fantasyexperts.com, is that there's a lot of experts out there, a lot of different opinions to put out, and we wanted to give some newer writers the chance to do that. So that's kind of where the idea got started. We've added some more experienced writers since then, but we've got a good mix of young guys. Guys who've been in the industry, like yourself, and Buck Davidson's been doing fantasy baseball for a while. You know, we've got some young guys like Graham Briggs and
Jack Delaney, Joe Bond.
Sarah's
on a site, our former Roto expert.
Yeah, so it's a real good mix of, you know, experienced writers, some people who haven't been writing long, but they've been playing for a long time. So it's nice, you know. What we've tried to do is we kind of have 2 layers. We have a layer of fun stuff that is entertaining, and then we have a layer that's more intense, more what, you know, diehard, I want to win my fantasy league people are looking for. So it's a good mix. But one of the things that we've also partnered with is we've partnered with a business that does fantasy draft boards, fantasy football draft boards. So that's one of the things we're trying to do because, you know, I told you that I was big on daily fantasy football. You know, Buck Davidson and I have talked. He thinks that eventually daily fantasy football is going to take over from season long. But I told him there's one thing that will never let that happen, and that's draft day. You know,
that's right.
So many people play fantasy football, and they do it for draft day. Everybody gets together, and they, you know. So our draft boards are a chance to make your draft that one.
Are you there? Hello? All of a sudden, we lost Doug. And I don't know why we lost Doug. I still have power. Everything's okay. Doug, you want to hang up? If you can hear me, hang up and call back. I'm not sure what happened to him. Okay. I'll wait for Doug to call back. As Doug mentioned, we have the draft boards out there on so-called fantasyexperts.com. They're a great, great thing for draft day. They're big boards. They have stickers for every player that you can put up as you draft, so everybody can follow the draft right up on the board. And if you have never gotten one of these for your live draft, these are a very, very cool product to have. They're nice. You can save them. People can take pictures of them, you know, post them, whatever you want to do. All right, I think we got Doug back. Let's see if we can get him. Doug, you out there?
I thought you were the one with the bad weather.
Oh, well, I thought, wait, I'm looking around going, no, my power's all on. In fact, the storm is gone. Everything went to the north, and all of a sudden you were gone. I'm like, Doug. So I was telling about the draft board, how cool it is, and how great it is to have for draft day. Having that big board with, all, you know, the board comes with all of the names of all the players. You just tear them off and stick them up there underneath the guys' names. If I'm not mistaken, these boards can be customized with your league name on it, too. Am I right?
Yeah. You can get your own name on there. They support up to we can make boards for up to 20 teams, and they all go 20 rounds deep. And if you have a bigger league, I can't imagine.
Oof.
But if you do.
Yeah, I can't imagine bigger than 20 teams. Yeah.
My stuff. But, yeah, the idea is that we can work with you. And, you know, they're starting at $30 for just a generic fantasy football draft board. It doesn't have your league name, but it's got all the player stickers. And, you know, you can run your draft that way. You go up from there, and you can add your league name, and you can get team labels, too. So it's just
an
incredible way to do a draft.
Well, we've got a special deal for those of you listening tonight, or if you're catching this after the download. So if you go in and you buy and you spend at least $45, which is probably basically a custom draft board and your labels and that kind of stuff, so you've spent over $45 and you use the code consistency in the code section to get a discount, you get $5 off the boards, the purchase. And I'm throwing in, and that's not all, I'm throwing in, if you do that and you use the word consistency, I will send you a free 2015 Fantasy Football Consistency Guide to your email address. Doug will get me the email. He'll see the code. I will send you a free book just to say thank you for buying the boards and supporting so-called fantasyexperts.com. So there you go. Use the code word consistency, save $5, and then you'll save another $5 because you're going to get a free book sent to you. Now you save $10. So how's that
but
for
wait,
a deal, folks? You can.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
We will also.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
Oh,
but
there is more.
One of the things that we want to do, and for the people that buy our draft boards, is if they take pictures at their draft, what we'll do is, you know, we've got some increased exposure on Twitter and Facebook. We will tweet out pictures of their draft. We
cool.
also
Very cool.
do articles every year about the best team names and the best league names.
Oh,
so if they submit a league name, and you know, we're going to include that in some of our articles too. So it's just adds a little more fun. And if we talk about your league and on the site, it's that much more fun.
Hey, maybe what we'll do is whoever we pick as winners, we'll give them free access to all of the consistency reports and historical matchup reports. Just to throw some more bonuses in there. So all kinds of bonuses, folks. Get the draft boards. Again, they're on so-called fantasyexperts.com. I think the ad is pretty much right beside my book ad. So just click on them and just do everything and get it all ready. So once again, use the code word consistency. Save $5 on your purchase over $45 and get a free 2015 Fantasy Football Consistency Guide. So lots of bonuses there. All right. Well, Doug, well, thank you for talking a little bit about the site and everything. So let's take a look at the book. Let's just go through some of the categories. So as I mentioned, folks, this is not a book that you're going to read in like 5 minutes. This is 147 pages of fantasy football consistency goodness. All right, so of course it starts off with an introduction from me, talking a little bit about how it got. The second part is the key terms. Now, this is something that I would highly, highly recommend if this is your first time in reading any of the stuff that I do, to please go through and understand the terms. Because if you do that, then you understand how the system works, why it's effective, and you'll understand the jargon as you read the articles and you follow along during the rest of the year, which I know you will. Talks about the quality game, how you earn a quality game, how that quality game is based on a quality factor, which is based on the scoring method. And again, when you go to the consistency report there on the consistency tool page, you'll see that you, when you put in your scoring method and hit recalculate, it'll literally show you the quality factor that is used for that position and your scoring method. So, for example, in a traditional PPR, 1 point for, you know, rushing receiving yards and points per reception, 6 points for passing receiving touchdowns, the quality game factor last year was for running backs was 9.85, so just a little bit. Basically, you scored 10 points or more, you were in. Wide receivers, 10.78, so 11 points or more, you were good. For tight ends, it was just a little bit over 8. It was 8.11. So that was the quality factors last year for that scoring method for those players. On the quarterback side, 4 points per passing touchdown, 1 point for 20 yards passing. The quality factor was about 19, a little bit over 19, 19.05. So if you got over 19 or more, then you earned a quality game. That was that scoring method. But if you obviously have 6 points for passing touchdown, it's going to get higher. If it's non-PPR, things are going to be lower, and everything in between. So that's what the quality factor is for. Then the number of quality games divided by the number of games played is where you get your QSR, or your quality success rate. So if you earn, you know, 12 out of 16, you've got a 75% quality success rate. That's extremely good. And you'll see it says ranking-wise, if you're over 60%, you're good. If you're over 70%, you're very good. Over 80, you're excellent. And over 90 or more, you're elite. And there's not a lot of elites, but there's a few. Then it just talks about good defense, bad defense, and average defense. So that's your key terms. Next section just talks a little bit about the history of the quality game scores, how that all came about. And then there's a little exercise in math. The nice thing is that this actually shows you that you could actually go back, look at your fantasy team or your fantasy league last year, and you just can calculate their actual records, the points per game, how the teams have done in a fantasy points per week, and then go back and see how well they would have done if they would have been more consistent. And you'll be surprised how the above the league average teams, fantasy points per game average, could have done better if they were a little bit more consistent, and it'll show whether or not maybe you could have made the playoffs if your team was more consistent. If you're below the average, it doesn't help you, because being consistently bad is still being consistently bad. Sorry, I can't fix that. But if you're consistently good, or you had some high scoring, this will show you how to calculate that and show whether or not you could have maybe made a difference. After that, basically, we get into the four positions: quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. In each section, there are basically three subsections. The year in review, which was last year's, just talks about how consistent the quarterbacks and whatever position were last year. Consistently consistent is looking at a three-year total of those players. And then the consistency profiles are kind of the meat and potatoes of the fantasy football consistency guide. Doug, I know you've had a little bit to look at it. I'm sure you've digested this and have this pretty much memorized because you're in the middle of baseball season, so I know you probably may or may not have looked at it, but I'm just joking around. Tell me about what your thought is of the effectiveness of these consistency profiles for fantasy owners coming into the year, into the season, versus what you might see in a magazine.
First of all, you're up to date with it, and you buy a magazine that's in paper, and they're not up to date. They're not going to be following the news as we go to training camp. So I like the fact that it's all going to be up to date. But for me, as someone who, generally speaking, I don't get into my heavy fantasy football work until 3 weeks before the season starts, or 3 weeks before my draft. So for me, it's very easy to look and see, you know, kind of remind me what I'm looking at your quarterback section right now. It's kind of going back over what happened last year. You know, right now the playoffs, that's the last thing we remember about football. We remember the playoffs and how things went. So it kind of is good to go back and look at what happened during the season and get kind of back in the flow of how things were going. It doesn't always transition from one season to the next that easily, but it's nice to go back and kind of look at that.
Right.
And again, as I had mentioned earlier, one of the things that you see for each profile, and I'll break down. So I'm looking at a page that has Tom Brady and Drew Brees because they're in alphabetical order. Talks about Tom Brady, shows his last three seasons of consistency. Now, a lot of people were, you know, had Tom Brady on their team last year. He ended the season ranked 10th in total points, but his QSR, his quality success rate, was only 56%. So basically, just a little over half of the games did he really help your fantasy team. Compare him to Drew Brees, who was third in total points, was 12 out of 16, so he had a 75% QSR. That ranked third overall. He was basically just below Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, only three games, quality games difference. But as I always mention to people, how many times have you missed the playoffs by two or three games? So if you had Drew Brees versus Tom Brady, that consistency may have made the difference between you making the playoffs and not. So, again,
you know,
kind of the whole thing behind us. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, for me, it's good to go back because, you know, I've got this picture in my head of how it was such a disappointing season for Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. But yet you go back here and see he was still one of the better quarterbacks, the third best quarterback in terms of, yeah. And it's nice to be able to go back and see how he did that in the season and, you know, get kind of a reality check that, it wasn't all that bad for Drew Brees.
Right. And then kind of going back to one of our statements originally from the beginning of the show, the aging veteran. Drew Brees is being drafted in the 6th, 7th round. I'm not going to lie. If I'm in an expert drafts or if I'm in any drafts and I miss out on Luck and Rodgers in round 1 or 2, which I probably will because I'll be drafting, you know, other consistent players, running backs, wide receivers, if I can wait to the 6th round and get somebody as consistent as Drew Brees, why would I not do that? And I think that's what I always try to promote is, you know, the whole idea is to build a very consistent starting team. You can always take flyers on your rookies and that after your main 7 players. You know, your quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 receivers, tight end, there's your 7 players. You get that core 7 players in the first 7 or 8 rounds, and you've got all consistency in the 70% plus range, you can take flyers on whoever you want. You can work the waiver wire. You can build on that. But by getting a 75% or the number 3 most consistent quarterback last year in round 6 or 7, why would you not do that? And I know people are like, oh, well, he's not going to be as consistent. He's going to have a down year. He lost Jimmy Graham. Yeah, he did, but that's it. They added C.J. Spiller. So now they have another threat out of the backfield like Darren Sproles, which they didn't have last year. You know, Josh Hill is a pretty serviceable tight end, did very nice in some of the games that Graham was not in last year. They still have Marquise Colston. Yeah, they lost Kenny Stills, but they still have Brandon Cooks. I mean, I don't see a lot of reason to say Drew Brees is dead. And I could argue all day, and we don't have a lot of time to argue, but that's the kind of stuff that I'm trying to promote in this is showing people that, hey, you know, that's what it's all about there. So, and then again, the consistency matchups showing, you know, how players do. Again, like Drew Brees, you know, at home against a top 10 defense, he's 89%, 8 out of 9, averaging 30.32 fantasy points a game. Now, you'd say, wow, there's no way I'd start him if I know he's playing a top 10 defense at home. Well, there's a good reason you should. Now, if he's playing a top 10 defense on the road, he's only got a 40% QSR. Big difference. And most of his other ones are 75, 80 plus. But interesting enough, no perfects in any of his games. He's consistent all around. outside of that top 10 defense on the road. So that's what the consistency pros files do. You go through all of that, all the way through tight ends, and that's basically most of the book. Then you get into the tier draft list, which I talked about, and it shows you your example of the tier draft list, which is as of, I think, a couple days ago. During the season, every time there's any significant changes, players get hurt. I read some good news about some guy. I may move him up or down. So keep an eye on that. If you buy a book, even if you buy a book tonight, don't worry about it. You can always click on that link and go back in right before your draft or whenever you want to refresh your book, and you can get the latest version. Doug and I will make sure that they're always there, and it will have the most current tier draft list in it at that time. I may make updates on the profiles as well, based on, you know, injuries and various stuff like that. The back section of it, of the book, is the Daily Fantasy Games tools. This is basically taking those historical matchup reports and putting them in a way that you can see all the players in alphabetical order, home, away, so you can kind of judge during the season, especially early on when you need, you know, some the information from last year to see how they do. You can go through all of this, all of these consistency charts, and it'll show you how they've done in the past. And these are either 1, 2, or 3 years, depending if they've played that long for that team. So that's most of the book. I mean, that's all of the book. Again, you can go to socalledfantasyexperts.com. The book is the cover of the book is right there. It says $4.99 on it. Click on it. It will take you to the link to the Fantasy Tools page. You can buy the book there, look at the other tools. Basically, like I said, you'll get an email after you buy it. You can use PayPal, credit card, whatever the case may be. After you buy it, you'll get an email with the link. You can download the book and, again, use it any way you want. It's a PDF. You can put it on your Kindle. You can on your phone, your tablets, your computer, whatever you do, or print all 147 pages if you like, which I did today at work, which they don't know.
That's what work
is
for.
A lot of paper. That's right, work is for. So, Doug, anything else? Tell us again about how they can follow you guys. What else is on So-Called Fantasy Experts? What other things you're expecting this summer that we'll be putting out there? And then we'll kind of close and head on out.
Well, right now you can follow myself on Twitter at RotoDaddy. It's not me talking smack. It's the Twitter handle I adopted after my son was born back in 2003. So at RotoDaddy. You can follow So-Called Fantasy Experts on Twitter at So-Called SocoFanex. I'll have to get back with that. Dave runs most of that.
I know, it's
part
kind
of
a shortened version. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. I get it mixed up every time I have to do it off the top of my head. But what we're doing right now for this summer is we're going through division by division, looking at impact rookies, injuries that affect each players in each division, coaching changes and how they affect each division. What else is there? Player movement, you know, what players have entered divisions, which teams have new players, what kind of, how that affects their fantasy value. So that's kind of how we're doing it, division by division. Once the calendar turns to July, we're going to be in full draft kit mode, all the sleepers and rankings and everything that you would expect from a normal draft kit. And then, of course, we're going to have some fun things about the right way to hold a fantasy draft and some good ideas for your hometown draft, stuff like that. Ganos is really good about, he's just a blast to read, and he's going to make your draft better too.
And another thing for people who are listening, and if you're a baseball geek as well, fantasy baseball geek, folks, these guys are some of the top people. Doug and David have been some of the top fantasy baseball experts for a long time, and there are some other great fantasy experts on our site that write baseball every day. And whether you play DFS or you're in a league, if you need some help, whether it's closers, starters, weekly hitting matchups, these guys have all of this out there for you. Excellent stuff. They've been helping my team quite a bit, and I've been slowly climbing out of the basement, starting to make a move, so we'll see if that continues. But if you do baseball and football, then this is definitely a perfect site for you. You can follow both along as we head into the heading into the football season draft time, but also we're basically getting close to mid-season baseball. And so if you need some help for your playoff push or your fantasy drive there, you can certainly follow those guys as well. On behalf of me, you can follow me at Bob_Lung. My email is bob@ffconsistency.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page for Fantasy Football Consistency, so you can go there as well. And I post all the articles and stuff that we get out there on all of those things, so you can follow along. We'll be posting some consistency profile updates throughout the summer, so that you can see some of those, forward those to your friends. But that's about it for tonight. Doug, thank you again for being a part of this. Thank you for all your hard work in getting the site ready for the book launch. Looking forward to hopefully getting a lot of people that can adapt consistency for their fantasy football teams and help them out. And folks, as it says in the book, and I know Doug has on the website, you know, if you buy this book and you want to learn this stuff and you're struggling with any of it, my email's there, my Twitter's there. You're more than welcome to ask me any questions anytime. Well, I'm usually in bed like 10 p.m. to like 8 a.m., but you, anytime, I'll do my damnedest to get back to you, help you, guide you, whether it's by email, Twitter, whatever the case may be, to help you understand and learn and help you be a better fantasy football player. And that goes for guys, girls, kids. I mean, I've helped my 13-year-old youth minister, my youth minister's 13-year-old son kick his dad's ass the 1 year in his league. So it doesn't matter. I can help them too. But I've helped numerous females win leagues with their brothers and husbands. And so, you know, it doesn't matter to me. If you want to learn, I'll help you learn. It's a fun new concept. It's very successful for me, has been for the last 13 years, and the book will certainly hopefully be a good read for you to help you understand all the concepts. So, again, Doug, thank you for being a part of this tonight, and thank you for getting the site ready. And to everybody else, I hope everybody has a great evening, and stay dry. It's raining again here, but at least tornadoes are gone. So thanks again, Doug. Take care.
Thank you very much.